This is an interview that we are doing with Eleanor Fuld, and the date today is January 27th, 2009. Now, Ms. Fuld, tell me where you were born, tell me about your parents and your family and how you grew up.
Yes.
And how you came to the United States.
I was in Düsseldorf, Germany, 1908, naturally.
That was the year my mother was born.
And
what's your birthday?
My birthday is July 15th.
Uh-huh.
And till I was 6 years old, I don't remember much, but I remember 1914, when the war started, World War I, and my father had to march, and I saw him and how proud he was to go to war. And he was 4 years at the war. I mean, he had, what you call it, vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, he came home.
Uh-huh.
But
leave is the word, on leave.
Right. Anyway, that those years were so hard. We had to stand in line for food, for potatoes. There was no butter, there were no eggs. There were really terrible years for my mother and for my sister and myself. Very, very difficult. And I remember my piano teacher, who came regularly to the house with a little roll, and he kept on telling us, this is medication I have to take. So in 1918, my mother had a cousin in Amsterdam, and she wanted to fatten up my sister, myself, a little bit. So we went to Amsterdam for a vacation. And I see those little rolls, and this was chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't tell us, naturally. We haven't seen chocolate for 4 years. And then when my father was home, he was a banker. Everything changed, naturally. We moved to a big house and had help and had plenty to eat. I mean, not everything was available, but there were good years. And 1923 came the first depression, where we went, when we were on vacation, at the elevator door was a sign which each day costs, you know, the price.
Mm-hmm. And the inflation, the prices were changing dramatically.
But then, after that, everything went beautifully. We went to school, naturally, and when we finished school, we went to Lausanne to learn French, and we traveled with my parents, and I mean, we went skiing and skating and horseback riding and all the luxury you can imagine. And I got married 1930. My sister got married 29 and had a big wedding And my brother-in-law invited all his friends. One of them was my future husband. So my sister was in Nuremberg already when I visited her very often and went out with this and that. Anyway, went out a lot with my future husband.
What was his name?
Fold.
No, what is his first name?
Fred.
What?
Fred.
Fred Fold. Fred Fold.
Yeah, yeah. In Germany, Fritz.
Fritz.
Yeah, naturally.
Friedrich.
Yeah. No, they called him Fritz. And '33, Hitler came.
Where were you living at that
in
time?
In Nuremberg.
Nuremberg.
And no park, no movie, no swimming. Everything was out for us. Mm-hmm. And by that time, I had a little girl. And we rented a garden outside Nuremberg because we couldn't go in a park anymore. Mm-hmm. So at least that. And then Christmas 37, my husband had cousins who lived in Würzburg.
Where?
Würzburg.
Wolfsburg?
Würzburg. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an hour away from mm-hmm. from Düsseldorf.
Nuremberg or Düsseldorf?
From Nuremberg, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she came Christmas and said to my husband, "Do me a favor. I have no more passport. My husband is in America. Try to make connection." He was in the wine business. Mm-hmm. And he lived in the Greystone.
He lived in the Greystone?
Yeah.
What year was this? In the 30s? Mm-hmm. This was 37?
37, Christmas 30.
Christmas.
Christmas 36.
36.
Christmas 36.
That was the year of the Olympics also in Berlin.
Absolutely. When the black...
Yeah, Jesse Owens.
Yeah. I mean, it was Schleming. Who was this? Who? Yeah, I think so.
Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals. I think he was from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she asked my husband, "Do me a favor, go to America. See what my husband is doing. I have no passport. I have no connection because with the mail and with... You never knew who opened your mail."
Mm-hmm.
So my husband went to America.
He got a
Sylvester night.
Excuse me?
We did have a passport.
You had passports?
Yeah.
And you had them from traveling to Lausanne and so
forth? Yeah,
uh-huh.
Sure. They were not taken yet.
Uh-huh.
And my husband went to America. And I went skiing in Switzerland. And on his way back from Deutschland, he called me at the hotel and said, "You better come home. We are ready to go to America."
Mm.
But 2 years before that, we had visited Israel. Mm-hmm. And my husband...
Palestine at that time.
And by boat, naturally, uh-huh. Not by airplane. My husband was not made to be a chicken farmer. that's all you could do at that time.
Yeah.
I mean...
What was your husband's business?
hops and malt.
Hops and malt.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He visited breweries.
Breweries, yeah.
So by July, end of June, we went to America. And my parents
went. Now, you went by boat, I guess?
Yeah.
Were there many others on the boat that were fleeing from Germany?
No, but Governor Smith,
No, Governor Smith was earlier. That was Alfred Smith, was in the 20s.
He was on the boat with the Rotary Club.
And what was this, 36 or 37?
37.
Oh, because it was after Christmas. It must have been early spring.
Oh, yeah, beginning of July.
Oh, beginning of July. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took a little time to get ready to sell all the things we knew we couldn't use here.
But did you feel in danger at that time in Germany?
No, not real danger yet.
37, you could still walk on the streets and go to stores and so forth.
Yeah,
Kristallnacht was a year later.
A year later. Uh-huh. Anyway, and we came in July, and my sister came in December and took an apartment in the same house. We were.
Where was that?
Up. 1993 Riverside Drive, opposite Fort Lyon Park.
Uh huh. So 193.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, we lived across the park, and we had very, very little money. And I remember.
Did your father come with you?
No, like that comes now. In February 38, my parents came to visit us.
Mm-hmm.
And when they saw the way we had to work and how little we really had.
Mm-hmm.
And we begged my father and my mother to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And my father said, this will be over in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I can help you from Germany. And here I'm a nobody. And they went back maybe beginning of March or end of, I think it was beginning of March.
Of 38?
38, mm-hmm. Yes. My father said, and I asked, does mommy leave some jewelry?
Mm-hmm.
My father said, where mother is her jewelry. So they went back, and very interestingly, on the same trip where Kennedy going to England as ambassador.
Joseph Kennedy.
Yeah. And his children were lined up on the deck to be photographed. We had no idea who Kennedy is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyway, later on I knew naturally. And then came the Kristallnacht.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents living in Nuremberg?
No, in Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf.
Everything was destroyed. Everything was taken. My father had to go to prison, and my mother went to Stuttgart to get a number to come to the United States. And when a Christian friend heard that Mr. Elkan is in prison, he said, then I go too. Mm-hmm. And that way he got my father out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was the luckiest thing in the world. And those people emigrated to Canada. They could not take it. Very religious Catholic people. And my parents' number was very, very high. So they had to spend a year in England, where my father had a banker's friend who guaranteed that he wouldn't be to any losses to the English government. And my parents came to America 1940 in a blackout ship already. The war.
Was it a British ship? Or?
Yeah. And naturally, the war was on already, and you never knew whether the ship would make it with all the submarines. But luckily, they came, and we moved to a larger apartment. So the first couple of weeks, my parents lived one upstairs with my sister and one with me.
This was also in Inwood, the same neighborhood?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rosa Drive, yeah. And we took a larger apartment in 181st Street. And I had worked in different things as a cleaning woman in a factory. The first year I was here, was in America, I did homework, knitting for Christmas. Was just a temporary job where I earned $7.50 a week.
$7.50 a week?
A week. Working at least 10 hours, knitting or whatever I had to do.
What did your husband do during this time?
He did terrible, heavy work in a factory that made raspberry syrup.
What?
Raspberry syrup.
Oh, raspberry syrup.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Difficult times.
No.
And your parents, were they too old to work at that time?
No, my mother kept house for us, and for my father, that comes later, for my father it was very, very difficult
very.
To go shopping with my mother and being, feeling he's a burden to us. My brother-in-law gave us $25 a month because my parents lived with us and we had to take a larger apartment. Was really, I mean, you didn't know my father.
Do you remember what your rent was at that time? What your rent was? Do you remember how much you paid in rent for the larger apartment?
Oh, yeah, $62.50. Oh, sure. Listen, My memory is very good. I remember. You can ask me any number. I remember. Anyway, I put my name into the Jewish Council if there would be anything for me. And somebody got a message from Mr. Lowy that when they come, they needed somebody to take care of their 4-year-old child. So I went for an interview on a Friday afternoon, and I felt that he's a Viennese and she was from Düsseldorf, Mrs. Lowy. And the little girl that came from France spoke French and German. So since I spoke both languages fluently, I was obviously the right person for them.
What was their name again, the family
Lowy,
name?
L-O-E-W-Y.
Lowy.
Yeah, very, very famous.
Was he, there was a designer by the name of Lowy?
No, architect. No, no, there were no designers. They were in big machinery.
Big machinery.
Yeah. So I came home and told my parents, and my father said, "Are you sure this is not the Mr. Lowy from Düsseldorf?" I said, "No, out of any question. He talks like Viennese."
Well, tell me, there was a Mr. Lowy that your father knew in Düsseldorf.
That comes later. So, on Monday they called, they would like me to start. And I earned $7.50 a week from 2 to 7 in the afternoon.
This was during the war years. This was 41, maybe, 42?
They came also in 1940. My parents came in the summer. They came in November. And I took her for a walk. They lived in a hotel. They came just off the boat, had no apartment yet. I'm not used to talking so much.
You're doing very well.
Then they were looking for an apartment. And they found an apartment on Central Park West, 104th Street, corner 104th Street. And I had to work from 11 to 7.
The family lived on Central Park West? The Lowy family?
Yeah. And we took this apartment.
So you moved into this apartment we're in now at 215 West 91st.
First Street. And we moved in here 41.
In 1941. What was the rent here in 1941?
$85.
$85 a month. Pretty good deal now, but not then. It was plenty, I guess.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. When I worked downtown for the knitting, and everybody told me, "You have to go for unemployment when this was over." I said, I don't know what unemployment is. And somebody said, you go there and there and there. You. So then I got the first check for $13 a week. Then I made $7.50 for working. It was heaven, absolute heaven. Now we go back to 1940, and then they moved into this apartment, and Mr. Lowy had his older brother had the same. He from Düsseldorf, he went 34 already to England and established the same big business there. And we were talking, Mrs. Lowy and I, and she said, my brother-in-law wrote this and wrote that. And I said, it's strange. My uncle wrote the same thing. She said, who is your uncle's name? And I said, Dr. Elkin.
Was it Elkin, E-L-K-I-N?
E-L-K-I-N, yes. And she was shocked that I am a born Elkin and did the cleaning. But it didn't matter. I mean, I was never jealous. Whatever it was I did, I didn't care. I had to earn money. And I earned $15 a week.
Did you speak English before you came? Had you studied English?
We had 4 years of English in school, real school English. My husband spoke fluently. He was a year in London as a young man. But my sister went, after she was in Lausanne, went to England. I hated it. English. I just didn't want to speak English. But naturally, I mean, here, you couldn't speak German in the street at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Impossible. Anyway, I was talking with Mr. Lowy one day, and I said, I really... It's still working.
Yeah.
I really have to leave. I have to do something with my husband. A luncheonette or anything. So Mr. Lowy said, Mrs. Fold, wouldn't it be possible that your husband and my brother do something together? And he would finance it, and you stay with us. And they bought a cigar store where Salva is now, 80th Street.
80th and what?
Broadway.
Broadway, 80th, a cigar store.
Yeah.
And did they sell newspapers and cigars and
exactly.
So forth?
Exactly. And... that went fine for many years. And then my husband got very sick.
What year was that, Eleanor?
When he was very sick, was 67.
67.
And I was not with them anymore. Kiki was grown up, didn't need me. And Mr. Lowy, they had a house in Lake Placid. And I went with them all summer to Lake Placid. And when I'm not working with them anymore, I was the first bed and breakfast in the closet. I rented a big house and did that.
What was it called?
It had no name.
It was just a bed and breakfast in Lake Placid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I advertised in the Jewish paper. Uh-huh. I was always full. By that time, 1946 or 47, there were plenty of Jewish people who didn't have much money for a hotel, but my price was very little, and that was...
Now, did you own it, or did you...
No,
you
rented the house.
Uh-huh. You rented the house, and then you had people come in.
Yeah. And I got very friendly with the owner of a big hotel in Lake Placid. I played bridge with them, and since I only gave breakfast, I was free in the evening. Mm-hmm. So, and then at the end of the season, Mr. Gilbert said, "Eleanor, you have to help me. All the young people left for college, and I have a big convention. You have to help me."
This, Mr. Gilbert was the owner of the hotel.
Mm-hmm. I said, "Edgar, come on. I have never done anything like this. Oh, you can do it." So I did. And next year, when I wanted to rent the Becker breakfast, which I had for 10 years, he said, "Nothing doing. You stay with us. I need you in the dining room." I said, "I can't do that." I did. And I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed it tremendously. Mm-hmm. I mean,
this was for how long?
For the summer. For the summer of 56 and 57.
Uh-huh.
I had the Becker breakfast for 10 years. That was 56 and 57. And then Mr. Gilbert got sick and sold the hotel. And at the same time, there was a terrible accident here on Kennedy Airport, and the owner of a little hotel in Lake Placid was in that crash.
Oh. What was the name of the hotel?
The Grandview.
Grandview.
Grandview, yeah.
And the owner of that hotel was in the plane crash?
No. The owner of the hotel was Mr. Gilbert. The owner of the crash was the Regent House.
Oh, the Regent, but another hotel?
Yeah,
in
it was for sale.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I said, "Oh, I would like to do that." So we bought that.
Now, who did you buy it with, your husband, or?
Yeah.
And what year?
My husband was still working in New York.
Yeah.
In an office.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
Wait, he didn't have the store, or was it?
No. No more the store. He worked in an office from something Mr. Louis owned, and recommended my husband for doing this.
So what was the price of the Regent Hotel?
This was $11 a day.
No, what was it? That was the hotel you bought?
Yeah.
And how much did it cost to buy the hotel?
$29,000.
$29,000. And how did you have to get a mortgage?
No.
You paid cash?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you'd saved up all that money. Well, it was 1957, you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No mortgage. And, as I said, $11 for 3 meals and coffee.
and sleeping. One night and 3 meals was $11. How many rooms did the hotel have?
About 12.
12.
Mm-hmm. I had about 20 guests.
Mm-hmm.
And the cook stayed with me.
Uh-huh.
And she knew all the...
the recipes and what people wanted.
No, I didn't. I mean, I couldn't cook for 20 people, no. I couldn't lift a pot like that. No, that I didn't want to do. The cook stayed with me, and the chambermaid from the hotel stayed with me. She lived in Lake Placid, and the cook was from New York, but, I mean, she was a Viennese cook, marvelous cook. And my cleaning lady went with me also. So I was, and we had a boy for dishwashing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that hotel when my husband got a heart attack, and the doctor said, "Eleanor, you can't do this anymore. Fred needs all the attention he can." He was very sick, very, very sick. And we sold it for the same price than we paid for.
Mm-hmm. What year did you sell it? How long did you own it?
I owned it 13 years.
Oh, my goodness. So from 57 to 63 or 4?
No. Mm-hmm. No, till a little longer, till Fred got sick.
Mm-hmm. You said 67 before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And... then we went in the winter to Florida because my husband couldn't take the cold. And
where did you go in Florida?
Petersburg Beach.
Which beach?
Petersburg Beach.
On Petersburg. St. Petersburg.
On the
west side.
On the west side.
Mm-hmm.
The less expensive side. Mm-hmm. And you could swim in the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could not swim in the ocean, even if I was a good swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
That I couldn't.
Dr. Drewson said you still swim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know Dr. Drewson?
Doctor, I've been involved at Columbia for many, many years. When I graduated from Columbia, I worked for Columbia, and I'm still involved in a board up at the medical center.
And that's how you know Dr.
Yeah. He's a wonderful doctor.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. He came for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And...
so your husband was sick in 67, and you went to Florida for the winter.
And in December, he... went to Mount Sinai Hospital and had a biopsy done on his lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed a lung operation.
Mm-hmm.
That was in January 68.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really very, very sick. And he lived till 74.
Mm-hmm.
My husband died 74. And since then, I mean, I was a sales lady at Lockton Taylor and at Altman's. I did all different things.
Sales, mostly in sales?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know how it is. On Christmas, I needed all this extra help.
Yeah.
And at Lockton Taylor, they begged me to stay after Christmas. You know, we German are very friendly, and I mean, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the summer, I always went to Lake Placid.
Mm-hmm.
And
so after the hotel was sold and after your husband passed away in the summers?
When the hotel was sold, we rented an apartment. Fred was still alive.
In Lake Placid.
In Lake Placid, 69. Mm-hmm. And we had, as I said, Fred lived till 74. And I kept the apartment for a couple of years. And then I had a back operation.
And a back operation?
Back, yeah.
At Columbia?
No, at
Sinai?
At Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, mm-hmm.
Where Dr. Linz was a dentist, an oral surgeon, so he, they pushed me to Roosevelt Hospital. I mean, they were good doctors, nothing against Roosevelt Hospital. And after that, I had made a lot of friends in Lake Placid. And one,
a lot of friends where?
In Lake Placid.
In Lake Placid.
And one of them had a beautiful hotel on Lake Placid, Placid Manor. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, gorgeous. And I played bridge with them, and sometimes when I still had my apartment, they called early in the morning, 7 o'clock, Eleanor, you have to come. Somebody got sick in the dining room. Mm-hmm. Can you come over and help? And I enjoyed that very much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had nothing better to do. And then after I had the operation, 1980, they said, come on, you don't have to rent an apartment. We have a room for you. And you come and stay with us. And I only had to pay for the room.
What year was this, Eleanor?
That was 1980.
80.
Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed being there. And then, can you do this, Eleanor? Can you come a little bit and help there? So I became hostess in their dining room, which I liked. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really liked it. And I was with them from 80 to 84. When Mrs. Linz's mother.
Excuse me?
Mrs. Linz's mother.
Mother. Mm-hmm. Linz was the owner?
No, Mrs. Lowy was the owner.
Of the hotel?
Of their house. No. Uh-huh. They had nothing to do with the hotel. Mm-hmm. She had bought a beautiful house on Mirror Lake, changed from her house up on the hill. But unfortunately, she never lived there, but Mrs. Linz, her daughter, uh-huh, who had...
Mm-hmm. Oh, the little girl that you took care of.
Girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I said, when the Placid Manor closed also, I said, Kiki, can I rent the boathouse or the little cottage up on the hill? And she said, Mimi, you can't rent anything from me. You can have whatever you want. So from 1985...
She called you Mimi?
Yeah. Yeah, because I tell you exactly, when she got her first child, when Peter was about 3 years old, and Kicker would say, Mr. and Mrs. Fuld are coming. He heard the M and M.
It was me.
And my husband was for him Fuld all the time. Mm. He never got the fret. It was Fuld. I Fuld, he would say. So I became Mimi. Mm-hmm. That was fine with me. I mean, mm-hmm. I was, in the meantime, naturally very, very close with her parents mm-hmm. and with Kiki mm-hmm. and her husband. I mean, and now she takes care of me.
Uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
How old is she now?
Kiki's 72.
72. And this was the child that you took care of when you first came. Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't it?
And does she live here in the city?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just moved from the east side to Riverside Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. To North. Oh, yes, the new development.
Houses.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And as I said, we were very close with her parents. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to tell you, when I said, sometimes my father really is unhappy here. My mother was okay, but when we were talking, I said, but my father's is not okay here.
What year was that?
That was...
You mean during the war or after the war?
I think it was after the... Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the last year. Anyway, Mr. Lois said to me, Mrs. Fuld, don't worry, I find a job for your husband, for your father. Uh-huh. And my father worked in the office for Mr. Lowy till he was 75.
Mm-hmm. Now he did office work for him and
yeah,
so forth.
Yeah,
isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Where was their office, do you remember?
In the beginning, it was at Lexington Avenue, and what building was it? Not General Electric. One of the big companies that had 4 or 5 floors, and then they moved to 42nd Street. Mm-hmm. To the...
So your father worked there for quite a few years?
Yeah, quite a few years. My father died when he was 79.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did he get adjusted to America?
He got much better adjusted than my parents got their own apartment.
Where?
On 308 79th Street.
308 West 79th.
No, East.
East 308 East.
So it was easy for him
to get to work.
To the office.
Mm-hmm.
Where he could go by bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was off 2nd Avenue.
Mm-hmm. So your father died before your mother?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My father died 1961.
Did he ever get back to Germany?
No.
He never visited Germany again?
No.
Have you ever been to Germany since then?
Mrs. Lowy had bought an apartment in Paris.
Uh-huh.
And my husband and I went for the first time before he had the operation in 67. Mm-hmm. We went to visit her, and we visited my uncle and family in England. And from there we went to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband didn't want to go to Germany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He
It was a bad memory.
Yeah, he didn't want to go. But after my husband died, and Kiki said, Mimi, come once with us to Paris. And I did. And before I went to Paris, I had gotten a letter from the Düsseldorf, what you can call it, government or whatever it was. They wanted to know whether I know anything about German Jews, what happened to them, and what...
What year was this, Eleanor?
It was... When did it was... When I went to Paris for the first time. With Kiki, I mean, Mrs. Lowy had died already. Must have been in the 80s.
80s.
And I wrote them back that I don't know very much what happened to the Jews, but I know a lot of the correspondence my father had with the mayor of Düsseldorf after the war. He had letters back and forth constantly. My father sent them they had nothing after the war. Absolutely nothing. Whatever little things they needed or wanted, my father sent them. And I said I have a lot about or many letters. And I got a special delivery from Düsseldorf that invited me to come to Düsseldorf. If I would, I said, I will gladly send you the letters. They said, if I would bring them, like to talk to me. So I was a couple of days in Paris, and then Kiki had relatives from her mother's side in Düsseldorf. So she went with me, and I got $500 for each. I mean, I could bring anyone. And free hotel, theater tickets, interviews. I was better then than I am now. And I really had a very good time.
Did you recall, you said early in the interview that there was a Christian family that got your father out of prison.
Yeah.
Did you keep track of them at all?
They visited us twice in Lake Placid.
Oh, really? Isn't that wonderful?
From Canada, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You said they had moved to Canada.
Yeah, they moved to Canada.
Now, tell me about your sister, because your sister came here. And did she have children?
She had two children, And, but my brother-in-law had sent money to the Netherlands. How he did it, I don't know. But they had maybe 100,000 mark. I mean, that was $20,000 or something.
This was after the war, actually probably sent it before the war, didn't he?
I mean, how?
You don't know.
Listen, people had money in a ball of cotton and were sitting, knitting.
Knitting,
And I mean, dangerous.
So your brother-in-law was able to get money to the Netherlands?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he, when he came to the United States, he was able to bring it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a very close friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Are your sister's children still alive?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. One lives in North Carolina. And one lives in Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Those are nice places.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Tell me a little about the feeling of anti-Semitism that you had between 33 when Hitler came in and when you left in 38. 37 or 38?
First of all, the worst of all of them was Streicher.
Was?
Streicher was his name.
Streicher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was in Nuremberg.
Mm-hmm. He was in Nuremberg.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, not to be able to go to a movie or go to a park. Or in Nuremberg, you used to go, you know, in the evening, you took a sandwich along and you only bought a beer. Uh-huh. There were the gardens where you went for sausage in a roll.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all those things we couldn't do.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean.
Now, when you said you couldn't do them, they identified you as being Jewish, or how did they know?
Oh, you were afraid.
You were afraid to go on the chance that they would see you were Jewish and would.
I mean. Neither my husband nor I look very
arrogant.
Typical Jewish.
Yeah.
My husband was blonde, blue eyes, I mean. But you never know.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we used to have a maid like everybody in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could only have a maid over 45 years old, not any young.
If you were Jewish, they wouldn't let you have a young maid.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we had a very old woman who came once a week for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And she took the coffee sats.
Mm-hmm.
She was so poor that she took when I made a coffee.
And when the coffee filter was finished, she would take the grounds.
She would take that that home.
Now, was she Jewish or no?
No. You couldn't have a Jew. Yeah. I mean, you could have a Jewish one.
Would.
No. Yeah. It was a real old cleaning woman.
The other thing I wanted to be clear, you mentioned that you lived in Düsseldorf and Nuremberg.
Yeah, I was born in Düsseldorf.
You were born in Düsseldorf. How old were you when you moved to Nuremberg?
I got married 1930.
30, so you moved to...
We got married in December and went on a honeymoon for 4 weeks. And...
So your father was a banker in Nuremberg?
In Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf.
And the bank was opposite Mr. Lewis' office.
Isn't that a strange...
Yeah. And my father knew the older brother very, very well, who was...
Now, how was the Lowy that was across from your father's bank related to the Lowy who was here?
Brothers.
They were brothers.
Oh, yeah.
So the brother here, he was born in Germany or was born here?
No, in Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, they're Czechs.
So they came, Lowy's came at the same time or earlier? When did they come to the United States?
40.
Oh, they came at the same time?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They came 40.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In November 40.
But it was just by chance that you found the job in an advertisement with the Lowy's.
Somewhat, because I knew the language and I was...
No, but I mean, when you went there, you didn't know that it was the Lowy's.
I had no idea.
Isn't that so? That was a good coincidence.
Idea. Yeah. I mean, then my father said, "Are you sure that are not the Louis from Düsseldorf?" I said, "Out of any question." He talks like a Viennese.
Right, you mentioned that.
No, that's interesting. No.
So now tell me also, Dr. Drusen said you swim?
Yeah.
Where do you swim?
Trinity School.
Oh, Trinity School, the swimming pool is open. And how often do you swim?
I have been sick this winter.
Mm-hmm.
And since Christmas, mm-hmm. I mean.
Mm-hmm. You haven't been up to swimming?
No. Otherwise, I go 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
I do exercise. I don't swim anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I do my exercise in the pool.
Uh-huh, very
and I
good.
Love it.
Uh-huh.
And
now, you probably... you used to swim up at Lake Placid, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
That was
the
a
lake.
Beautiful place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Now, did you swim in Germany when you were a young girl?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You always liked that as exercise.
Yeah, we had to learn to swim when we were in school, when I was 6 years old, and they put you like you go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was frightened to death.
With a pole to hold you.
Terrible. They were holding you like this. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I was so afraid of the water mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yeah, but now, but you got
no,
used
no,
to it.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
I swim, I mean, for the last 40, 50 years, mm-hmm. I used to go to the Y on 92nd Street because my husband has bought a house on 89th Street when he was not able to work anymore. He took a course in real estate and he bought a house on 89th Street.
On the east side, near
on
the Y?
East side, near Gracie Mansion.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, all the way east. Yeah,
yeah. Off, mm-hmm. off First
was, it, was it a house that he bought for income and
yeah,
kept one apartment for himself?
Only for income.
Uh-huh.
It was a brownstone house, mm-hmm. and he was sitting here with Mrs. Louis, and he told her, and she said, "Can't I join you in this
investment?"
Yeah, investment, and we buy another one with yeah. her money.
Yeah.
She had much more than we.
Yeah.
And my husband managed the houses,
uh-huh.
and when he died in 1974. And I hadn't written a check myself. When I went to a doctor, Fred gave me a check and said, "Give it to the nurse, she fills it in."
Hmm.
I mean, bookkeeping was for me. I hated it.
So do you remember... what year did your husband buy the house on 89th Street?
64.
And do you remember what he paid for it?
I mean, the house had a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my husband put down $20,000.
Mm-hmm. Plus the mortgage.
Yeah, yeah. And Mrs. Louis.
But did you sell it after he passed away?
Not right away.
Because the market in the 70s was very poor.
No, not right away. I kept it. Mrs. Louis got sick also.
Mm-hmm.
And by 1980, we both decided it's time to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the lawyer and my accountant went with me, and the buyer and his lawyer. We went to the union.
To what?
To the union club, you know, to a very fancy place for lunch. And I was sitting there. I luckily had the accountant with me. I mean, Mrs. Lowy didn't want any part of it. I mean, she left everything to my husband. Whatever he did was okay with her. Was very easy. And we sold I don't remember the price. But enough that I can live the way I live now.
Uh-huh. That was a good thing, too.
Yeah.
What year do you think you sold it?
80.
80, so the market was getting better then.
Yeah.
Very good. So that was a nest egg.
We sold it for a very, very good price. And I had a friend who was a broker. And when I called him that I sold the house, and he was very discreet, he only, because I called him at home, he said, is it the sixth number?
Is it with six numbers here? He wanted to know.
Yeah. And he invested my money. Very, very well.
Good. You were talking about the friendship with the Lowys?
Yeah. I mean, even if I worked there, sometimes I took theater tickets for me too. And once I lost a very valuable earring, one. So Mr. Lowy, Mrs. Lowy, give me the other one I have made. I mean,
tell me a little bit about what this neighborhood was like when you moved in 1941.
This neighborhood was very nice, very, very nice. But then it became very much Puerto Rican.
Yeah, we live at the Belnord, you know, on 86th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we moved in about 22 years ago, and at that time the crime was very bad here.
Yeah. But now it's much, much better.
But when you moved in first, do you remember any of the stores or restaurants in the neighborhood?
No. There was one at 86th Street. I forgot the name.
The Tiptoe Inn?
Tiptoe was a shoe store.
I thought Tiptoe Inn was a restaurant between 86th and 87th on Broadway.
Maybe. Maybe. It was also a shoe store on 72nd Street.
If you and your husband went out to dinner, where would you go in this neighborhood in those days? Were there weren't many nice restaurants?
You wouldn't go.
Yeah, you wouldn't go. Did you ever go to the Eclair? Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that, because that was a famous, I remember it, but it was very famous because a lot of people Austria and Germany went there.
When I was at the Grandview. When I was at the Grandview in Lake Placid. They were guests there. I mean, Mr. whatever his name was, and his wife. I knew them well.
And they owned the Eclair?
Yeah, sure. Listen. The German
Everybody knew everybody else.
Yeah. Especially in a hotel like this,
The same guest would come back year after year.
And I played bridge with them. I mean, I know. And his wife and his sister-in-law worked behind the counter. Very, very good-looking women, both of them.
That was a very famous restaurant.
Yeah, sure.
If you were from Germany or Austria, that was the place to go.
My husband always said, after my funeral, nobody goes to Eclair. It was famous for it. The funeral home was on 80th Street, and the people walked to 72nd.
To the Eclair.
My husband said, nobody will do that after my funeral.
That's sweet. Sweet. Anyway, I'll stop here.